Hello, hello. Hello, 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 all of my bedroom playmates. This is Nika Ray. Welcome to the G-Spot. So tonight we are doing part two of cheating, and we're talking to Flags on the Field cast, which is a show that comes out in, I think, about September of this year, and is about four friends who are tackling the ups and downs of friendship, infidelity, and family life. And so all of these characters play a special role. We have Terry Roberts, who's the elementary school teacher. She's recently divorced. Then we have Philip Roberts and Roberta Watkins, Candace Perry, and Shonda Weston, all a part of this cast. People. So I do play a little role in this season of the series, and I'm playing a daughter of one of the characters. So she has an interesting story as well. So I'm waiting for our characters to log on, and whenever they do, I hope you all will press 1 so I know that you're there and I can bring you on the show with me and get you to talking with me. So while we're waiting for them to come on, I will play a song. As always, I'm going to play Aaliyah, One in a Million, just to start it off tonight. Love is bad, love is bad, love is bad. Love is bad, love is bad.
Yeah.
we have to keep that in mind when we are in relationships with other people. Now I just don't think that a lot of people have heard anything that I just said. So I'm going to repeat everything that I just said. I don't know what happened with the show, but I was saying welcome back to the show, and I was talking about cheating and that the we're going to be on the show with the characters from Flags on the Field, which is a show produced, written, and directed by Bobby and Renee Peoples. And I was talking about the different forms of cheating. There are many different forms of cheating, such as flirting with someone, texting someone, the emotional connections that you develop with someone, even being attracted to someone's attraction to you. That is a form of cheating as well. You may not actually be doing anything with the person, but you're excited because this person is interested in you. So you're kind of leading them on a little bit, knowing that you're not even going to do anything with that person. So there are many different forms of cheating out there, and I want people to make sure they're realizing that. And even with social media now, you have the inbox messaging that you're doing with each other, or the Instagram likes and the posts and talking to each other through social media. So just be careful of the things that you're doing in your relationships. Just make sure that you're being respectful of the boundaries that you and your partner have created. And if things are not going the way that you want them to be, then make sure you're having a discussion so that you all can talk about maybe loosening those boundaries or maybe just ending the relationship altogether. But you never want to lead someone on, whether you're in or out of a relationship. So I'm going to go ahead and bring the cast on. I believe we have Renee. Hello, are you there, Renee?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello, Renee. How are you?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Thank you for joining.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. No problem.
Well, of course, you know this is part two. Did you have a chance to listen to part one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was there the whole time.
Oh, good, 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 good. So do you want to tell everyone who you are and a little bit about the series, and then we'll bring on Chelsea?
Sure. Okay, so I am Renee Peoples, one of the writers and producers and directors of Flags on the Field, co-owners of TPN1, the People's Network. And I'm here in support of Mika Ray, who is also one of the characters on Flags on the Field as well. So I'm here in support of. I love the conversation. I love your show. So I just can't wait to jump in and see what we have here.
Okay. What do you think of, well, thank you for that shout out. I appreciate it. What do you think about what I said about the different forms of cheating? Were you there when I was talking about that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. One of the biggest, I think now, one of the biggest forms of cheating and downfalls in relationships is social media. Like you said, it's especially with Facebook, because you can get so intimate and personal with a person versus, you know, Instagram where you're just posting pictures or what have you, or Twitter for the whole world to see. Facebook is more personal. So I do feel as though that is one of many cripplers of relationships and marriages that really need to be addressed.
I agree. And another one why I was just thinking about it is financial cheating. That's another really, really big one in relationships as well. And I don't think a lot of people pay attention to that. But financial cheating is basically you are spending your, you know, taking the money or maybe hogging the money, being financially selfish, and not spending it on a household. So the person may be a gambler or a drug addict, and that causes, you know, a lot of financial destruction within the relationship. So that's another big form of cheating as well. And or we can call it abuse, financial abuse, that occurs in relationships. And I'm going to go ahead and bring Chelsea. Chelsea? Okay, I'm going to bring her on. I think this is her. Chelsea, is this you?
This is Chelsea. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Hey, we can hear you. How are you?
Hey, Mika. What's up, Renee? I'm so crunk.
Hello,
Renee. People. This is on the line.
Well, hopefully we can get some good conversation going. So tell me, tell us more about your character, because on the last show, we didn't go as deep with your character and your character situation.
Yes. Let me talk about Roberta. Roberta is going through a little issue with her man because her man, I would say this, we really don't reveal anything that her man is really doing in the show, but she's going through some stuff that probably has her insecure. I think folks did see in the clip when she's talking about she's talking about him and his mammy and him running to his mammy's house. You all will find out that that's something he does every summer. Of course, if this was a real-life situation, Chelsea Ray would not have that. Would not have that. And I hate to say that this is based on a true story because Renee, she wrote this this series based on her life and some of her girlfriends that she grew up with. And I think this is something that actually did happen. Right, Renee? Is that true?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And
how did
the real...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. No, I was done.
Renee, how did the real-life situation play out?
Well,
or is that going to reveal too much?
No, it's a situation that happened over the course of 20 years. And is this something, you know, even then when my friend was going through this, although she would be hurt and angry, you know, we told her then that it's not going to stop until you're truly tired. When you're truly tired is when you will understand and see that you are worthy to be loved far greater than what he's offering. And honestly, it just really drug her. I mean, she really, really went through so much emotionally and mentally and physically with this marriage. And it was all for the sake of her children. She wanted her children to be in a two-parent household. But, again, if your marriage is dysfunctional or if you're dysfunctional where you can't function because you're too worried about what your spouse is doing, this is doing a disservice to your children. So why are you still there? So, you know, not the type of person that will talk somebody into leaving their marriage or leaving their spouse. But if you're trying and he's not, or if he knows for a fact that I'm going to leave you in the summertime, I'm going to come back in the winter, and guess what? You're going to take me back. Who's not going to continue to do that? If you continue to allow that to happen, he's going to continue to do it because he's comfortable with it. So this is something that, you know, is near and dear to me because I sat there and I went through that anguish with my friend. Every time she was hurt, I was hurt because that's my girl. You know, and it's nothing too much that I knew about it because it was love. That's, you know, she loved him, so and she loved him far greater than she loved herself. So it's nothing I could do but just be a shoulder for her to cry on.
Okay, that makes sense. I always wonder what keeps a lot of women with men or another woman, that treats them so poorly. What is it? Is it really love? Is it really that they're in love with that person? Or is it because they've also developed a sense of comfort and contentment with what they have?
Yeah, I would say that it's being content is also situations that I feel where someone is there and afraid to step outside of that because of whether it's children, finances, the support that they might need, you know. So a lot of things will keep someone there in a relationship even though things are the way they are. You know, speaking of Roberta, she had two children, two girls, and one of them was you, Nika Ray. and if that was a real life situation, and someone was with two children, and their husband was doing this, you know, maybe he was supporting her financially. She didn't see herself leaving to try to start over, and a lot of that takes courage and a lot of letting go and strength to just break away when things are the way, you know, when things are that bad.
Right. I also think that some women have very poor self-esteem as well, and they don't think that they can do any better. Mm-hmm. Or the person may have put in their head that they can't do any better, or that, you know, you're not going to find anyone that's going to treat you as well as I do. And it's like as soon as they get that courage to leave and to go, they start hearing those same old tapes replaying in their head saying that they can't do better. Or like you said, Chelsea, that they have, you know, we have kids, and who's going to help me with these kids? Am I going to be able to make it financially without this person? And a lot of times that's not even the truth. It's just that they've conditioned these women to believe that about themselves. And now you just need they need help with destroying those tapes that have been placed in their head.
Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Such a sad, sad thing. So I had a question, and the question is, let me see. I have a few questions. Hang on. I had to figure out how I'm going to word some of these.
Uh-oh.
In your real-life relationships, I know you both are married, have you all had times where it has been really difficult and you felt like you wanted to leave, but you didn't? And then what kept you there?
Is this a listener asking this question, or is this you, Mika?
This is well, somebody asked the question, but I'm just rewording it better.
Well,
I can choose to answer or not answer, because relationships take work, and a lot of us, we become, you know, we're happy where we are, you know, in our relationships, but we forget that there are some things that we do have to work on a lot of the time. It's not going to always be easy. We can't be ashamed of that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I will go ahead and answer that. I'm a runner, and I don't know if you know what that is, but you have people with different personalities that comes into relationships. Uh-huh. And being a runner is that I would rather leave and have a peace of mind than to stay and have to deal with anguish or turmoil. I would rather leave and know that, you know what, I may be hurting for a while, but I know that I will eventually get over it, than to stay and try to figure out, am I ever going to be happy? You know, am I going to ever be able to move forward and be productive in this relationship? So me, I'm a runner. I'll give you a couple years, but if you're not getting it together within those, maybe not even a couple years, because it used to be a year, honey, and I'm gone. And And this marriage, this is my second marriage, and in this marriage, my husband is one of those people like, look, if you have to go sleep in another room tonight, you're going to do what you're going to do until you cool down, because divorce is not an option. And that's him. And he's kept me grounded, because there's been so many times in my mind I have left.
Uh-huh.
And then I was speaking and say, you know what, I'm just getting a divorce. It was really bad in the beginning, because any little thing, you know, I'll just be like, you know what, I'm not going through this. I'm out of here. And he'll be like, listen, you know, if we're married, we're going to be married. So death do us part. We're in this. So you go downstairs or you go to another room, or I'll go sleep on the couch or whatever. We come back and we figure this thing out tomorrow. And that's what's kept me here for so long. Now we're going on our 7th year anniversary. And honestly, this is the longest relationship that I've been in ever in my life, 7 straight years.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yay, that is awesome.
There are a lot of runners out there. I've definitely heard of many women or men who, at the first sign of trouble, they just go. They don't stick around. They don't work it out. I'm a firm believer that all relationships can be worked out. I've worked as a counselor, of course. I've helped couples work through infidelity, abuse. Anything you can possibly name, I probably have helped couples work through, and they're living a happy, healthy life with each other. And I think it's just like you said, it's just going to be a matter of you making the decision to either stay or go. And if you're staying, are you going to really do the work? And if you're leaving, are you leaving because of your own happiness, you know, because you try and it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not meant to be. So I think that was great. Thank you for sharing. Chelsea, did you want to say anything?
Me? Did you say Chelsea?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, of course, that is a touchy situation, but I do have to say, just to be open, that, yeah, all relationships, they have their ups and their downs, and we have definitely had some downs, and through all of them, we just managed to work them out. And, of course, with us having 3 little ones, things had gotten a little stressful, and I think that happens with just children, and you have to learn how to deal with children and not let them interfere with marriage, and make sure that you keep your husband first under God, and you know, and then tend to those children after your husband is straight, and that is sometimes hard to do, of course, and bickering happens and things like that because of stress. So we've been through those situations, and I think that what was that glue? That glue was definitely learning how to shut up. Learn how to shut up, because both of us, we were both the only child. So we love to have our own ways. And I can be slick at the mouth, he can be slick at the mouth, and we are say things. Of course, that tongue is a sword. We will say things to tear each other down in a heartbeat. And I'm the sensitive person that I am, would take so much stuff to heart. And we had to realize that, you know, if it's all about love, we need to make sure that everything that comes out of our mouth is strictly love, and, you know, no matter what. We've been through marital counseling, you know, things happen when you have to speak with someone who can help bring you back to where you need to be, and that's definitely what we have had to do at times. But no matter what, we still stayed in love and worked things out for these children. Of course, you know, I never did want anything to happen where they will be in a situation where they don't have both of their parents. So that is also another glue that kept us together.
I think that's wonderful. I have another question for you too. Do you think there is a do you think that while you're married in relationship, that you can fall out of love with someone and still fall back in love with that person? Do you think that's a normal thing? Like you fall in and out of love throughout the entire relationship? Or you think you just stay in love or you're not in love?
I would have to say you definitely fall in and out of love. It's as crazy as it sounds. It is so true. Like, man,
yeah.
I mean, right. I mean, there are times when you are in a situation and you fall out of love for whatever reason, and it takes something to bring that spark back. I don't know if it has to be, it has to do with sex or dating or just doing something outside of the norm. Sometimes you need that as a couple to bring it back. And I definitely have experienced that up and down, that roller coaster.
Renee, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I agree with what Chelsea said. You definitely do fall in and out of love. And when you hear and talk to these couples that's been together for years and years, and they will tell you that you have to learn how to find that spark. You know, it happens with the everyday hustle and bustle life, family, you know, career, businesses. You know, you kind of lose that, you know, that butterfly feeling for your spouse. And some kind of way you have to try to get that butterfly feeling back, you know. And most of the time, especially with us, my husband and I don't get to take vacations that often. So around our anniversary time is when we really put that time into each other and focusing on each other, and we take a little break and get away. And it really helps us. And that's only once a year, unfortunately. But we said that we are going to start, you know, with you know, finding that time because you have to find that time. So you don't want to fall out of love and be out of love for so long that you can't find that love back. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you have to try to find something about that person, you know, where you can look at them and say, you know, that's why I married you. You know what I mean? Give me something. Let me remember something, you know? So, yes, you definitely do fall in and out of love. You fall out, you better learn how and find a way to get back into it, doggone it.
I think that's a very good point that you made. You have to figure out what it is that's going to bring those happy, loving feelings back to you again. Like you said, that butterfly feeling, what's going to make you just Google eye over this person. There are some people that don't believe that you fall in and out of love, and they don't understand what that means. Love is everlasting. That's the one thing that's everlasting. Being in love with someone, you could be in love with someone today, and then tomorrow you're like, oh, I'm not there anymore. That comes and goes, and I wish people can understand that. Because the more you understand that being in love is a state of being, and just because you're not at the moment doesn't mean that you can't be the next day. And a lot of people base their relationships on that happy, that butterfly feeling that they get, or that in love feeling, and they are running from them when they don't have that feeling anymore. And the relationship may be good in all other ways. So I think that was great. You ladies did a great job on that. Thank you very much. So, you know, I always like to take a break. I love to take a break because, you know, sometimes we get a little heavy. And I like to try to play a little music. And let's see what I want to play. Is one song by Avery Sunshine that I want to play. Let me see if I can find it. It's a song called It Was All in My Head, and I can't find it. So I guess I'll play something else. So I'll play Avery Sunshine, Call My Name.
Mm-hmm. Can I bring something up? Don't mean to be confrontational. But lately we haven't made time to be conversational. Don't hear sweet nothings no more. I guess life has gotten in the way. How in the world could this happen to her? We used to have so much to say. Tell me, baby,
when was the last time you heard me call you sweet darling?
Hey.
And when was the last time I heard you say, hey, baby?
Welcome back to the G-Spot with Mika Ray, and that was Avery Sunshine, Call My Name. I just love that song because I think it just embodied a lot of the things that we just talked about regarding falling in and out of love and people doing things in a relationship that you're not happy about. And, of course, if you listen to the lyrics, you will understand that she was talking about the fact that she hasn't heard this person say her name or call her darling or sweet baby or whatever. He wasn't giving her those loving things that she was used to. So, anyway, welcome back, Chelsea and Renee.
Thank you. Thank
you.
You're
welcome. Just making sure you're there. How, Chelsea, I know that you spoke on counseling. Renee, how do you feel about marriage counseling and relationship counseling?
I think it's the best thing since sliced bread. I think that it's always great to get an unbiased opinion, especially when you're having some type of issue in your marriage. It's good to go to a mediator, you know, who can actually work it out, you know, and talk to you and kind of point some things out to you. Me and my husband and I, we went to marriage counseling, and we were doing marriage counseling for a while, and that really, really helped me to see a lot of things about myself, and it helped him to see a lot of things about himself that he, you know, we both needed to work on individually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's wonderful. I think it's a brave thing for couples to do. It's really hard to stay and try to make something work. It's easier to walk away, but it's really hard to make it perfect. I mean, to stay in the relationship and actually work through it. And a lot of people, they're not willing to do that. And having the actual marriage counselor or relationship therapist there to help guide you and help you see some of the things that you're not seeing for yourself, because it's really hard for us to step outside of ourselves and actually hear what our partners are saying to us. And that therapist is there to help you with that piece of it. So I think that's really, really wonderful. Now, we're going to move on just a little bit. Now, we didn't get a whole lot of chance. I know when Courtney was on, who is her character again, Renee?
Courtney was, she was actually playing Candace, which is me in real life.
Oh, okay. So Candace is you.
Right.
Huh. So how well did she portray you in this series?
Courtney did a phenomenal job. I couldn't ask for a better person to actually play me. When we were actually going over the characters, I said initially that I wanted Courtney to play my character because I knew that she would be able to, you know, bring out the emotion and take me back to that place. And she did. Quite a few times took me back to that place. And little did they know, I kind of had to go off for a minute or so just to gather myself because we were touching on some things that was very deep and personal for me that a lot of my family and friends didn't really know what I was going through until stuff hit the fan.
Wow. That is amazing. Well, I definitely can't wait to hear it. Can you share a little bit of that story? Because Courtney talked a lot, but I don't think we got much to her character on the last show and what she was actually experiencing, you know, as her character. You know what I'm trying to say. So
mm-hmm.
Are you able to give a little backstory to her character?
Well, yeah, and this with this character and with me, with my life, I went from a marriage to a relationship that was a very unhealthy relationship. And I think at the time of the relationship, I was looking for love, and I found it, but it was the wrong type of love. And getting into this relationship, I went into it with everything. I had a house of my own at 26, two cars, you know, just an own job, just everything, my own hustles that I had going on. And when I got into this relationship, I literally lost everything, literally.
Mm.
And still was tormented by this particular individual, you know, with the stalking,
okay,
with the not letting go, you know, with the back and forth between playing with my heartstrings. And at a point in time in this relationship, I kind of really lost it. I crossed over into another dimension that it was very thin for me to be able to cross back over to sanity. I went insane for a split moment, and I reflected that.
Yeah.
Situation that happened, that particular situation that took me there. And it's so many women that deal with that and so many women that go there, and men, you know, especially when you're being hurt constantly, you snap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that show Snap came in. You snap, and you don't know at what point you're going to snap and just can't come back. but through the grace of God, I was able to come back, you know. So she played that part so well with me. And in season two, I'm going to dig a little bit deeper into some of the things that I actually endured as well with him in that particular situation in season two. But season one just gives you a little taste of it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm so sorry you went to that, but I'm glad you was able to come back. How were you able to come back? Or is that telling too much of the show?
No, it's not telling too much of the show. For me to come back, it took me actually praying. It took me actually finding my strength. You know, it took me believing in myself again to know, Renee, you don't need this. You know what I'm saying? This is not you. And it really took some soul searching for me, that and me purchasing two guns and a PPO. I had to put a PPO on them. It kind of went, I had to kind of take it to the street, literally, because this man would come, if I would be gone and he can't reach me, and I tried to break up with him for 6 months. If I would leave my house and he can't reach me, he would come and kick my door down. Now, my dad lived maybe about 10 minutes from me, and my dad would have to always come and fix my door, and he'd be like, Renee, why your door, what's going on with your door? And I would make up lies and excuses just so that I wouldn't tell my dad what this man, the torture and torment, you know, the things that he's putting me through, I would lie to my father about it and my family. And he would come and threaten to burn my house down. If I had, a male friend over, he's came and broke down my door and jumped on my male friends or my friends that's there. You know, he had come pull guns out on them. So I had to literally, it was like I was at war with this man. Once I did gain my strength back, I literally had to go to war with him. And a lot of my friends and my family don't know to what extent I told my dad what I had endured the day before I left Detroit to come to Atlanta. I left the way I did so that I can get away from him, because it was going to either be me or him. Literally, it was either I was going to be dead or he was going to be dead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the war that I
was. Okay. I definitely can understand. That's very sad. I'm so sorry you went through that, but I'm glad you over it. Glad you got through it. Do you think your friends didn't notice because you weren't telling them, or because they were caught up in some of these stories like you put on the screen, on the Flags in the Field series? Because they were going through their own thing. Like, were you all going through things like this similar time?
Yeah, we were all going through something simultaneously in our lives. Well, the one who plays Chelsea, the one, Roberta, she came, she knew, but she didn't know to what extent. She knew that I was going through something, but she didn't know that it was my life depended on it. She didn't know I was fighting for my life. Until the day that I was leaving, and I had sold everything so that I could move here. I sold everything, my bedroom, I sold everything. And that night I slept on the floor, and she came with me, and she got a little taste of what I was dealing with that night, because she came and spent the night with me on my last night there in Detroit. Mm-hmm. But they didn't know. I didn't tell anyone until I was on my way out the door, until I was on my way coming here.
And, a lot of go through that with their friends. They don't understand what's happening, or they may see something, but they don't know how to talk about it and how to bring it up or how to discuss it with them. Or, like you said, they just may be going through their own stuff and just so blinded by what they're experiencing that they can't see it. But it seems like, according to what I've read in the description of Flags in the Field, what you're telling me, that you remained the person that was trying to hold things together for your friends.
Yeah.
Even in the midst of your situation.
even in the midst of my situation. Yeah. I had
amazing.
To be of reasoning and the strong one and the, oh, but baby, trust me, I went through it. I went through, and I tell you, I went mm-hmm. through it emotionally and mentally, but I did it. I was one of those ones that was in the closet. I was the in-the-closet sufferer where I
uh-huh.
felt as though if I let people see my weakness, you know, it would be, if they see where I was weak at, they would take and abuse it. So I had to put on the strong uh-huh. face all the time, you know, and I guess walk in the shadows of my own mess and just I figured my way out of it. I just had to figure it out through that and the grace of God who actually helped me get out of that situation with my life.
Oh, wow. Well, we do have a caller. Well, we have one of the we have your character on. I'm going to bring her on in just a second. And then, but I'm going to bring on 1701. I don't know who this is. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
It's Ty.
One. Oh, hey, Ty.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yes, of course. Wouldn't miss it.
Well, let everyone know who you play in this series.
Well, my name is Ty Anderson, and I play Terry Roberts on Flags on the Field. And Terry is Terry. she is quite the character. She adds the comedy to the show. Although she's going through some very, very difficult times with her husband leaving her, but you know, she kind of goes about things in a quirky way. So that is something that I can identify with. You know, both with being married and wanting to make sure that my relationship works with my husband. But, you know, I'm goofy in real life, so I can relate to Terry on more levels than one.
Okay. How close is her character portrayed, Renee?
Terry's character was very closely portrayed. My friend, I love my friend Dilly, the one that Ty portrayed in the movie. I love her dearly. She was the voice of reasoning / comedy that kind of snapped me out of that ordeal that happened when you seen Candace in the truck. When she had kind of went overboard and she was talking about killing him, it was Ty, which Terry, that plays Terry in the show, who kind of brought everything back to life at that point. Her character, when I tell you that, when I first, how she was handpicked for the show, and she reminded me of my friend, period, just her, you know, her appearance, just her attitude, her whole demeanor reminded me of my friend in real life. And I said, you know, when we start writing this show, I'm definitely going to, I have to bring her in. Somebody would have to be able to portray her because she's one of a kind, okay? Uh-huh. Someone would have to be able to portray her. And that situation happening, when you see those clips of her actually breaking in the house and rolling through the window, falling through the window. I'm not sure if you've seen those itsy-bitsy clips, but you guys really have to watch the show to see exactly why she was breaking into her own house and going in and out of the window. That situation happened. It was a sad situation, but it was funny at the same time. Only my friend would do something like that, and Ty was able to pull that off very, very well.
Oh, wonderful. Good to hear. Well, I'm so looking forward to it. I have one more question. I'm going to bring Courtney on. Well, let me just bring Courtney on. Courtney, are you there?
I am. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up, Courtney?
Hello.
where are y'all at right now?
We are in Colorado.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Mika, you know, you know she's en route. They're en route to California right now.
I was surprised why
she pressed one to be on.
Well, I'm not driving. I have my co-pilot here, so.
Okay, well, go ahead and chime in. She said she had something to say. Go ahead, Courtney.
Well, no, really, I just wanted to say, I didn't have anything to say. I know we were doing a couple of interviews, so I was coming in and I got the tail end. I just kind of heard my name, so I was trying to see and make sure everything was all good. So, no, I just wanted to say hello, and thanks for having us back, you know. Just making sure Candace's name is, you know, in good grace.
Oh, girl, please. Well, we obviously don't have anything bad to say about Miss Candace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to have to wait a second.
Okay.
All right. Oh, lordy. I knew she was driving, but I didn't know she was going to chime in, but I'm glad she did. It's always good to hear Courtney's voice.
Absolutely.
She's such a great actress. Such a great actress. So
yes, she is.
I have
and that's
one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Renee. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just piggybacking off of what you said. You said she's such a great actress, and I said, yes, she is, and that's how I know she's going to get out to California, and she gonna kill the game. I can't wait to see her on the big screen. Her
I
and Jamal.
Know, me either. Yeah. I'm so excited for them.
Yeah.
It's one of
the things. Oh, very excited. So, my last question. Oh, you say she'll be back for season two?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure. my last question is about the characters. The real life people, how do they feel about their stories being on TV?
The real life people stories on TV. Now, see, that's why I've been kind of keeping that hidden. Like, I haven't tagged them in any post saying, "Hey, girl, look, this you." You know what I'm saying? They know, but I haven't put it out there where people would know exactly who they are because I don't want them to be, you know, feel some type of way or be embarrassed, you know. And truthfully, my friends probably wouldn't even care anyway, but me being the person that I am, I wouldn't want people diving into their personal lives like that. When they see the show, they're probably going to laugh, you know, they're going to cry, they're going to go back through those emotions. But to be upset or angry or something like that, no. No, because I'm leaving in a bad light. I'm not putting anything out there where it's, you know, it's showing them in a bad way. Their characters all show them as a victim of their circumstance. And they already know that so many women actually deal with the same thing. And hopefully through this show, you know, especially with season two, we can show the triumph of these women, not something that, you know, they were the victim, but they're going to be the victor. So in season two, we definitely have to touch on that more. But, no, the ladies are fine.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Well, do y'all have any final things that you want to say? Because the show is ending at 11. Do y'all have anything you want to say before we end?
I think I do. I want to make sure that people know to check out Flags on the Field in September the 18th. It will be airing on Comcast, On Demand, Dish Network, and DirecTV On Demand, Verizon Fios, Launch TV, and also CheapFlixTV.com. If you have a Roku device, check it out there. And, you know, you heard Renee's story. Dang, Renee, I'm just like, whoa. I mean, it's some things that we knew as the cast, but it's some things that we did not know as the cast. Uh-huh. And you laid it all out, and, you know, that does, I can't even get it out. When we are going through these emotions and trying to relive the lives of these characters, you know, Renee, we honor her so much, and, you know, we just want to make sure that we're doing everything right and making sure we are dotting the I's and crossing the T's when it comes to her story. But, you know, it's been such an honor and a pleasure to work on the film, on the series, and portray this, because this is her life, and as you all heard, it's very deep, and it's going to be even deeper in season two. So that makes me, I can't even wait to see or to even start working on it. But make sure you guys check it out to see more, because it just takes a lot of courage for someone to relive their past and their past emotions and hurt, mm-hmm. and see it again all over again on TV. So just keep in mind, it's a true story based on a true story.
Thank you for sharing that. Anybody else have something to say before we wrap it up?
This is Ty. I just want to say thank you so much for having us on the show. I know that this is a part two to having us on your show, mm-hmm. and, you know, we just really appreciate it. We, you know, we love you, and we thank you.
Thank you, girl. Thank you. See, I think we had a great conversation.
Yeah, you tried to stray away from your character, Steffi. I don't think you even talked about it in the last show.
Mhm. Well, I don't know what to say about my character because, you know, I just I thought it would give away too much, so that's the reason why
you
I haven't
thought
said anything. And I just. Yeah, it'll give away too much. So I just wait, let them see. Let them be surprised. I mean, she's a young, hot thing. I can say that, of course.
You're right. I think your character would give away one of the a major plot line. You're absolutely right. So it's very, very little what you can say.
Very, very little. So I'm just leaving it alone. Just look forward to it.
She is hot in the pan. Yeah, that's what we know.
Oh, Lordy. Well, I think that we had a very good show tonight, and I'm just grateful and thankful for you all joining me. I love the fact that you are willing to engage in conversations and be open to sharing outside of just your character. So thank you for that. And I just thank all the listeners out there who are listening. I appreciate you each and every Monday night at 10 p.m. I am here. And next Monday, I'm not even sure what I'm doing, but, you know, you will receive the invite. You will see it. And I hope you join me then as well. And then join us on Saturdays, which is Brunch in the Basement with Javon. And, you know, we always have a great R&B guest on, sometimes a gospel singer on. And it's normally a very good show, and I do my little spot on there called the G-Spot as well. And then we have Sunday Evening Shout with Javon from 6:30 to 8:30, I believe it is. So I hope you all have a great night, and post all of your information in the invite. I try to put your pages up there, but if you have something else, feel free to post it so people can follow you on Instagram, Facebook, and wherever else you are. And I think I'm going to play something. I had a song ready, then now I lost it. So let me find something else that we can play, something fun.
I'll just play Usher, New Flame. Okay, everybody, have a good night.
You too.
Yeah, she told me I'm the one. That's when I only hit it once.